Well, next up on High Velocity is a lady who is regarded as an apartment industry, a multifamily, I guess is another way to say that, leader for the internet, social media, and conversation marketing. She's a consultant, speaker, and trainer. Welcome to the show, Charity Heil.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What was your favorite commercial last night?
The Snickers commercial.
The Snickers commercial?
Absolutely. I love knocking old ladies down.
Oh, that was, in fact, bar none, one of the most satisfying moments last night was seeing Roseanne get her ass knocked into the ground. That was, you're right. That was very, very rewarding. Absolutely.
Yeah.
When we were chatting pre-show, you listed about 40 different things that you're involved in. Tell us a little bit how you spend your time and how you spend your day.
Okay, well, mostly I focus on the apartment industry, and I help apartment communities or multifamily vendors with their social media presences. I can evaluate them, help them figure out where they need to be, what they need to be doing, who their audience is, and, you know, how they should be spending their time online. Another venture that I've gotten into is launching very soon at the Demo Conference, so I'm not going to be able to talk too much about that today, but I'm very excited about it. Yeah, some secret stuff. And then I just got the phone call last night that I'm going to be hosting my own internet TV show in May, so that's going to be really exciting too.
That is really cool. Is it any particular topic that you're going to be talking about?
Well, social media strategy for the apartment industry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're real focused on that niche, on the apartment industry. How did you get into that space?
Well, I started out, believe it or not, at a printer. And the printer decided to expand their services.
Well, it's better than being an animal psychologist.
I can't compete with that.
Nope.
That's what Todd always does. He attacks people that are no longer on the mic. You know, they can't defend themselves.
It's my radio show.
I can't compete with chimpanzees. But what I can say is, managing your social media strategy can be much like herding chickens.
Oh, yeah, I know. I get that.
So I got started in the print industry, and whenever they wanted some help building e-commerce sites or social sites where people could go online and order their letterhead or their signage, they said, "Hey, Charity, build this for us and help us manage this program." And then they kept getting into it. No, well, how do we advertise online? And then how do we talk to people online and social media strategy and whatnot? So it just kept growing and growing and growing. So I ended up leaving that company to focus solely on social media.
Yeah, and that venture is called Socially Engaged Marketing. That's your new shop, right?
That's my new shop.
It just opened in the last couple of months?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it launched January 1st.
And I suspect you'll continue to do some service into the apartment industry, but you're opening up and willing to serve and help anybody.
I'm willing to help anybody if they're willing to take constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Not everybody's coachable.
No joke.
That's true, though, right?
A lot of people aren't coachable.
Do you find that you get much resistance to all of these ideas of using these different platforms, the Twitter, the Facebook, and all that stuff, when you're talking to, the old guard in the apartment industry? And if so, how do you address that?
Well, you demonstrate success. Whenever you have a difficult time explaining something, you demonstrate the success of it. With that said, I live with someone who doesn't like social media.
Really?
Yeah, my husband is not interested in social media at all. I have to blackmail him to stay on Facebook just so I can say I'm married to him.
I understand. I co-host a radio show with someone who sometimes I wonder.
I got a Twitter thing.
You got a Twitter thing. You also have the MyFace or whatever you call it.
So, hey, you're from Pensacola.
I'm from Pensacola, born and raised.
Well, I got to know, because I'm the Yankee in my family, because I moved up north all the way up to Atlanta, and I'm from Pensacola. So how long have you been in Atlanta? What brought you up from Pensacola?
Well, about 14 and a half years ago, my ex-husband got a job up here, so we moved up here. And he has since moved back to Pensacola, and I stayed. And if you've been down there lately, you'll know why.
Charity, there are three types of people who deal with it, with social media. There are those that get into it and succeed. There are those that get into it and flop. And there are those that get into it and kind of muddling through. They appreciate the value of needing to spend time there, but they're not actually sure if they're making progress. How do you interact with that kind of an individual? How do you coach them through? How do you pull them along?
Well, the first thing you got to do is start by saying, what do you want? What are you expecting from this medium, and what does your audience want? What do your customers want? Whoever your audience is, what do they want from you, and what are you willing to give? And then you just you list out all of your goals and you start from there. It's just a process. It's a slow process sometimes, but you go through that list and you say to yourself, okay, how much time are you willing to invest?
It is a slow process, and I've learned.
See, I don't do slow.
I've learned.
You just ignore.
There's so many things I could say. No, there's. I'm adjusting my approach to clients now, saying, all right, if you're not willing to put a year into this, then it's not worth us having a conversation about this, because it is a severe investment of time. I'm not saying it takes time during the week, a lot of time, I mean, but you got to plant these seeds. You don't grow fruit next week. I mean, it does take time, right?
Right. I have one friend of mine who has lost two jobs in social media in the past 2 years because she keeps getting these jobs to manage social media for a company, and because they don't see any return on their investment. By the end of the year, they don't have the funds to support that position any longer. So she's getting out of social media because of that. I think that the right answer would be to, before you get hired as a social media consultant, you have to find out what is their long-term strategy. And if they don't have one, develop one for them and see if that's the route they want to take.
All right. It's my radio show, so I am going to do what I want here. I'm going to turn the tables. I'm going to get some free consulting out of you. I have a client that in their their geographic profile, the radius of their facility, there are a lot of multifamily dwellings.
Uh-huh.
What is your advice to a business who's targeting B2C, and that C is a lot of multifamily? What's a good way to kind of reach out and communicate with the residents that live in those multifamily dwellings?
Believe it or not, it's not going to be initially through social media.
You
have to integrate your marketing strategy. So when they walk in the door, you have to tell them where you're at online. And when they come in to pay their rent, you have to tell them where you are online. Put signs out, put door hangers up, encourage their participation. I would say roughly about 77% of individuals, I think this is an e-marketer statistic, you have to incentivize them in order for them to fan you or like you. You have to give them motivation in order to do that. So sometimes it takes being a little creative. So we've run contests for those types of communities. Sometimes they're random contests. Sometimes they're participatory. So it just depends on the individual community and what their goals are. Some goals of communities are resident retention, and some goals of communities are prospects. How do we get more people in? We're in lease up. So it just depends on your community and on your goal. And believe it or not, that goal can change month to month whenever you're in an apartment industry, because you never know, from one month to the next, you can have a different number of residents living at your community, and your occupancy rates can go up or down. So your strategy has to be flexible.
There's always some sort of administrative process organization that manages or runs an apartment complex. Are they open to a business approach them saying, hey, I'd love to do something where that you can distribute content to your renters? I mean, is that something that's doable? Or does it depend on the property?
I think it's going to depend on the property, because I have worked with over 1,000 communities. And in some cases, there's the older ladies that absolutely refuse to participate in any way, even if it's mandated by their property management group. They just sit back and say, no, I'm not doing anything. Or they'll point the finger and say, well, we're doing everything we're supposed to do, but they really don't. And then in other cases, you have this leasing agent at a community that is beloved by the residents and by anybody that walks in the door. And they do some crazy stuff like take videos with their little flip cameras around the property, and they do silly things like one community in particular. This leasing agent apparently was going bald, and they wanted to shave his head on video because he was follically challenged. I think
follically challenged.
It was fantastic. It was great.
Our next guest seemed to resonate with that whole concept.
Yeah. So that was a big hit with the residents. They thought that was hilarious that they would shave the head of the leasing agent on video and post that. So it's just about connecting with the residents.
Is that some of the work that you do for these complexes, helping foster better internal communications?
Better internal and external. Social media is all about word of mouth and communication inside and out. And if you don't have good communication inside your business, then you won't have it without.
So the answer to my question is, I need to target any company that you or any organization complex that you've served, because you've probably built that internal community, so I can tap into that.
Just ride her coattails.
Oh, absolutely. Well, hey, why we host a show? Come on.
Right. I want to hear more about this TV show, because having your own show is not, probably not as hard as Todd and I make it look. But are you going to have a co-host? Who's going to watch it? Tell us more about the show.
Well, we're going to start out with the multifamily industry. We're going to send out direct mail, and because you have to start and print. We're going to notify all of these poor property managers that don't have the budget to go to conferences to learn about how to lease up their community and new marketing techniques and whatnot. So we're going to target that industry. We have a bunch of different hosts for about 20 different shows lined up on this new channel that's going to be built. And so we're launching, well, I'm launching mine May 3rd, and my focus is going to be new media. I'm going to bring in authors of books. I'm going to try to bring in people outside of our industry, because our industry is so closed off. So we definitely need some ideas from, you know, the bigger world.
Well, take it from two guys who do something similar to that for a living. I mean, it's a wonderful way to go to market. It's a wonderful way to communicate with people. It's a wonderful way to serve.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I think you're really going to enjoy it. And we, Stone and I would love to be helpful to you in any way we can. To help.
I might have you on my show.
Well, hey, well, that's TV. We're not real good. We're not real good on the TV.
I can be a little like a voiceover commercial or something.
Oh, sure.
It's internet TV. So all you have to do is sit behind your webcam.
Oh, yeah, that makes me look even better.
You're particularly attractive on the HP webcam,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. So what's next for you? I mean, you got a couple projects launching. Your new business is just off the ground, doing well. I mean,
doing really good.
What's the balance of 2011 look like for you?
Oh, I think 2011 is going to be fantastic. Last year was pretty tough for a lot of people, and it seems like the second the clock ticked into 2011, everybody started seeing improvement. And that gives me a lot of hope for the world.
Well, you and I were talking about it before the show, that this year just feels so different than last year. And it's
a lot of positivity.
Just the calendar flipped. It's all happened, but it just seems so different. It's been a great year so far for me. I mean, it's
fantastic for me as well. And they say there's something to the odd years. So
is that what it is?
They say that. I don't know. All I know is it feels that way to me.
That's interesting. I'll have to look back and see if all my odd years have been good.
I really think it's your haircut.
Could be the haircut. Could be the haircut. Yeah. Well, Charity, how can our audience find you, connect with you, learn more about you, and learn the things that you're doing?
Well, I'm online, so sociallyengagedmarketing.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Charity Heisel, H-I-S-L-E, or you can give me a call, 678-794-7441, and I remember my number.
I was going to say congratulations to you on that.
There's another dig at the guy that is not on the mic anymore. He can't defend himself. You guys are cruel.
Thank you very much for having me,
Todd.
Always
good to have you, Charity. Thanks for being with us.